Hello, everyone. It's time for Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanis. This is episode 157, season 7. Today's date is August 16, 2022, and welcome to another episode. Today, I will talk about vintage metal lunchboxes that featured TV shows, movies, pop culture, and I will talk about my memories of my first lunchbox and other lunchboxes that I've seen over the years. And then I will talk about a wrap up of last week's post on Vanished Chicagoland Facebook page. But right now the show will go into a commercial break. And this program is brought to you by Ultra Band Roll-On. That is Ultra Band Roll-On. And here's a commercial from 1977. And the man that's speaking in the commercial, that is actor Don Galloway. He played Sergeant Ed Brown on the TV series Ironside with Raymond Burr, from the late 60s and early 70s. So just sit back and relax, and here we go.
When you switch to Ultraband Roll-On, don't expect it to be just as good as your aerosol spray. Expect it to be better at keeping you dry. Better than Sure, better than Right Guard, better than Arid Extra Dry, better than Secret, better than any leading spray.
So switch from your aerosol spray to Ultraband Roll-On and get an antiperspirant that's better at keeping you dry than any leading spray. Ultraband Roll-On, better at keeping you dry than any leading spray.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Ultraband Roll-On. That's from Band Roll-On. It's still on the market. You can still find it at drugstore, Walmart, Amazon. The funny thing about this Ultraband Roll-On, it came... I don't know which came first. I think first was Ultraband 5000. Then it became... then Ultraband, then it became Ultraband 2 in the Roman numeral. So they keep changing that. The reason they call it Ultraband was it kept you drier, it kept your armpits, so don't have that sticky feeling. Band Roll-On, it's been around since probably the 50s, 1950s. So it's, like I said before, it's still available. And they used to play commercials all the time for antiperspirant from like maybe the late 60s, mostly in the 70s and 80s they did that. And, they were others like Arid Extra Dry, Menin Secret, Soft and Dry, Sure. Yeah, remember those. Yeah, they played it all the time. Okay. All right, at the beginning of the program, I said I was going to talk about vintage metal lunchboxes. I'll talk about my memories, and I'll read off a few lunchboxes that featured with TV shows, movies, and pop culture. And then I'll talk about last week's post on Vanished Chicagoland. We'll see if I have time. Okay, so for metal lunchboxes... I posted a photo yesterday on my Facebook page, Fan of Chicagoland, and it was the very first one that I had. My mother bought this. I forgot where she bought it. Probably Kresge's or Woolworth's. We lived in the Roseland neighborhood on the south side. And I was starting school at first grade at Correa's Elementary. It's a Greek-American school. Still go to church. I was there yesterday, for my namesake. And so the first lunchbox I had was Hot Wheels. And Hot Wheels back then was hot. It was very popular. Popular cars. My mother has bought me a few cars over the years. I wish I kept them, but they're very collectible. You know, they're very popular. And the lunchbox came with a thermos, you know, so she would put, I don't know what you put, like milk or juice, you know, in your thermos, or sometimes soup. She did that. And then she would put in a sandwich, an apple or banana or a Twinkie. Hostess snack cakes were big back then. And also, like, for example, not just a Twinkie, a Ding Dong, a Ho-Ho's, I don't know what else. Not apple pie. She never bought that. And that's what usually I remember. And when you opened the lunchbox, I remember when during school, you would open it up and you could smell the peanut butter or jelly. One thing I want to mention, this makes people laugh all the time. I don't like peanut butter and jelly. I don't. I like peanut butter sandwich or a jelly sandwich. Either of those two, not together. It tastes weird to me. I don't know why. I don't know, very persnickety. So I love peanut butter. I can eat it every day or take a, you know, I eat it to, if I get hungry late at night, I take a spoonful, you know, it has the protein, and jelly is very sweet. But I remember grape jelly. I remember Kraft made that, you know, there's Welsh's, of course, and Smucker's, but Kraft made a good jelly. I don't know if they still do. And then I noticed like other kids, their other lunchboxes. I don't think I saw other kids have the same one. Very rare. They had different ones. Let's see, and the ones I remember seeing were H&R Puffin stuff, you know, the TV show from 1970, Richie Witchy Poo, also Lidsville, so the Partridge Family, the Munsters, Bonanza, Mickey Mouse, which was my second one. It was the Mickey Mouse Club. And one of my brothers had H&R Puffin stuff. He had that. He also had Snoopy from Peanuts. He had that. And his the lunchbox was shaped like, kind of shaped like his doghouse. It was yellow and had stripes, you know. And I can't think most of the top of my head. So as the years gone on, when I got older, maybe about fourth, fifth grade, I stopped bringing the lunchbox. So then I brought paper bags, and that's where you put your lunch in. And because it looks silly that, you don't know, kids will make fun of you bringing your lunchbox. But it was cool when you were little and brought that. When I was at school, you know, I had my lunch stolen various times. It was stupid. I don't know why. You know, most of the time I was I didn't have anything to eat. And back then, there weren't any restaurants to go, like fast food, not around when I went to school. That was too hard. You know, we had to stay in. And it was hard for me because I would just have breakfast in the morning, and then during the day, nothing until I went home, probably have a snack. I got home about between 3:30 and 4 o'clock by the school bus. You know, but there were times my lunch was stolen. You know, I always tell my mother, well, she would get angry, you know, because she would say, these kids are, I don't want to say what she said. She said it in Greek, it was nasty, you know, because they were undisciplined, you know, bullies. They would take that, you know, that's fine. I had a lot of things stolen when I was in school. They stole my books, they stole my pens, they stole my suitcase. You know, I had a suitcase. A lot of things. And sometimes they were found, you know, recovered. Others, no. So my mom kept buying them. It was terrible. You know, it was like, I feel like I'm being mugged at Central Park in New York. That's how it was. It was ridiculous, you know. Anyway, back to the lunchboxes. I found a little history about that. And the first lunchbox that was licensed was from 1935, and it featured Mickey Mouse and an air handle. But then starting in the 1950s, the first TV show that was used was Hopalong Cassidy. Yeah, that starred William Boyd. And I've seen the show. I have it on DVD. It's a good Western. Back then, he was a very popular television star. And then later on, it was Roy Rogers and Dale Evans. They had their own TV shows. And then other TV shows followed. They really did. And it was used by metal, then later plastic and vinyl. The funny thing is, in the old days, they used to call either lunchbox, lunch pail, lunch bucket, or lunch tin. You know, I think most I hear is lunch pail or lunch box, you know. And the company Aladdin Industries, they were like the manufacturers of that. Okay. And then they changed it. And then most of the lunch boxes now, they were foam insulated with foam or aluminum in the interior. Most plastic, you know, but it's not fun. Because with a metal lunch box, it makes a lot of noise when you place it on a desk like that. And some lunch boxes are very, they're a collector's item. And according to one source, there was a night when the Superman, the TV series, aired in the 1950s. There was one sold for auction for $11,500. That's a lot. Oh, my God. And depends what condition it is. So that's kind of cool. It really is. Okay. So let's see. So I have a Facebook page called I Had This Lunchbox Back in School. You can find it on Facebook. So I haven't posted anything in quite a while. So I will look at the photos that I have, and then I won't read all of them. Just maybe the ones that stood out. And then you can remember which lunchbox you had. Okay? So here we go. We had one from the Addams Family, a TV series from the 1960s. Well, no, this one was not from the 60s. Excuse me. This one was from the animated series in the 70s. I remember that. They used to appear in Scooby-Doo movies. The other one was Tarzan, of course. Let's see what else. Raggedy Ann and Andy, the anime series Underdog. Remember that? Also, Hong Kong Phooey. That was a dog. That was voiced by Scatman Crothers, if you remember him from Chico and the Man and The Shining. Also, they showed the lunchboxes where they had motorcycles, racing cars, and all that. Walt Disney had Fire Engine. Excuse me. Also, there was DuckTales. Remember that show? Sesame Street. Smokey the Bear movies. There was the Disney animated movie Fox and the Hound, The Black Hole. Also, Mary Poppins. That one was very popular. It really was. And also, there was Mr. T, the anime series, not from the A-Team. Rambo, they showed us sports teams, also sports leagues like the NHL or the National American Leagues in baseball, the NFL, what else? The NBA, have those. They were lunchboxes back then if you were a sports fan or you're into sports. Let's see. Also, Speed Buggy. That's another cartoon from the 70s. The other one from the 60s, I think this was in the 60s, it's Johnny Lightning. Remember that? And from the 80s, California Raisins. Oh, boy, that was bad. Also, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, that was from the movie. There was Who Framed Roger Rabbit from the 80s. Also, they showed military-related, like from the Army, the Navy, the Marines, and all that. Also from, like, the 70s variety shows, Donnie Marie, Rowan Martin's Laughing. They also had the Bee Gees. I remember that, it said disco like that. Also, Garfield. A lot of cartoons from Hanna-Barbera, like Snagglepuss, Huckleberry Hound, TV shows. The Brady Bunch had one. Oh, yeah, they had one too. Okay, Family Affair from the 60s, Little House on the Prairie, Charlie Chen and Amazing Chan Clan. That was the cartoon series from the 70s. Also, Knight Rider from the 80s. Let's see what else. Also, Mack trucks, like from the 70s with the CB radio. They had that. Also, they had plaid colored lunchboxes, like red, green. Remember those? Yeah, those are cool. Also, Kung Fu, The Rifleman, E.T., the movie, 1982 movie. Also, Marvel Superheroes. Also, Pac-Man. You know, from the video game from the 80s. Let's see what else. Oh, there was a mailbox. I remember it's a U.S. mail. It was red, white, and blue. That one was kind of cool. I saw that in school one time. So that was kind of nice. Also, Hee Haw, The Jungle Book. There was one. Excuse me. There was one lunchbox called Animal Friends. And it showed like animals from the zoo. I remember that from the 70s. Yeah, it was kind of cool. Also, one from Max Headroom, Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Others, and also superheroes that I mentioned, like Marvel superheroes. There was also Superman, Wonder Woman, Batman from the 1966 series, if you remember that. The Archies, Voice in the Bottom of the Sea, The Thundercats. Let's see, The Fall Guy, The Waltons, Buck Rogers of the 25th Century, The Lone Ranger, Annie Oakley, Get Smart, also Jabberjaw. That's on my cover photo of the Vanishing Goggleland page. I had this lunchbox back in school. You would do that. Also, they had Peanuts from Charlie Brown, you know, Lucy, Snoopy, Woody Woodpecker, $6 Million Man, The Bionic Woman, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And let's see. Yeah, I'll mention a couple. Also, they had Yellow Submarine from the Beatles, you know, from the song and the movie. They had that. Okay. So that's what, so there were so many. There were so many. And so I posted a photo of, which one it was? Yeah, from Hot Wheels. And then I mentioned that you would comment and you would post a photo. What was your first lunchbox, if you remember, or what was your favorite? And you would do that. I didn't get much responses, but on Twitter I did. So that was kind of cool. Okay. Right now I'm going to take a quick break and then I'll be right back. Thank you. Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed that segment for vintage metal lunchboxes. You know, I can go on forever, but, you know, there were so many. There were so many, memorable ones when we were kids. You know, when we were waiting for the school bus or entering school, you know, going, having lunch in the cafeteria or at your desk, you know, and you would see other kids with their lunchboxes. I did that. I did that on the school bus. I did that at school. I did that at lunchtime. You know, you see, I was fascinated by seeing all the different colors and designs. That's kind of nice. And I have a book here that shows all the lunchboxes, you know, from television shows and not just that, but from pop culture, from movies, you know. So it's, I've had this book for a long time. I bought it at Borders. Remember that store? Yeah, Borders Books. So maybe I'll probably do a podcast episode about that place. We'll see. Okay. Right now, I'm going to talk about last week's post on Van Chicagoland on my Facebook page. So there's a few items, and I might repeat what I said last time when I did the recap of this, but we'll see. You know, so I apologize for that. Okay. All right, here we go. Now, this one I posted on August 6th, about 10 days ago. It was a Money Network bank card, and this was from Talman Home. This was from the Talman Bank, where it was located on West 55th Street in South Kedzie, on the south side, southwest side, that is. And I remember this, seeing these at commercials and going to the store, grocery store, and use, like, it's like an ATM. Probably sounds like that. And I found this on eBay. I posted it, and people remember this, you know, and they remember the bank very well. I don't think I've talked about Taman Bank probably in my earliest episodes. And a lot of people remember the when you entered the bank, they had the donuts. They had some donuts or donut holes, just like branding iron. And you would they were complimentary, and you help yourself, you know. And that bank building was beautiful. Oh, it was gorgeous. But they tore it down, and now I think it's a Planet Fitness place. That's a shame. It was the one with the underground parking. So that was kind of cool. And I had my accounts there. And then that first it was Tom, and then it changed into LaSalle Bank. Do you remember that? Also, now it's Bank of America. And so Tom, and, but it's a Chicago founded company. So that's good. Okay. Next up, I posted a menu. It was from Al Farber's Steak Room. It was a restaurant. It was located at the Belden Stratford Hotel. It's located at 2300 North Lincoln Park West in Chicago. It's not a hotel anymore. It's apartment buildings. I don't know when it converted. Probably in the 2000s. But this steakhouse restaurant was very popular, and it was they had wonderful food. Kind of pricey. I never went there. And from what I gathered from people's comments when I posted this, they said it was one of the best in Chicago and one of the best places to eat steaks. Other was Eli's. Remember that? That steak joint. Can't think of the Chicago Chop House. I think that's still there. I'm not sure. Okay. Let's see what else. There was a photo I posted. It was called Boogie's Diner. This was located at 932 North Rush Street in Chicago. And I remember this. And I think they did a movie, I think early in the early 90s, based on this restaurant. And I remember, and I posted a menu a long time ago. You can find it on Van Chicagoland Facebook page. And it wasn't just in Chicago. I think they had one in Aspen, Colorado. I think Aspen or Denver. And according to some people, it was a very good food. And the funny thing is, there was Gary Meyer. He was the radio host. He was with Steve Dahl, you know, on The Loop. And he said there was a diner called Banquet on the Bun. And that restaurant was featured in the 1983 movie Risky Business. I remember that, but I don't remember seeing Banquet on a Bun. So I did. I found a screenshot. Maybe I'll post it soon on my page, and you will see like that. Okay. Let's see what else. Okay. Last week, I posted a photo. They were some about five drinking glasses. They were from Magicist Rug and Carpet Clean Company. They were promotional items that when Magicist was in business. Of course, we all remembered the signs that were they were shown on the expressways in Chicago, like, for example, on the Dan Ryan, on the Eisenhower, and the Kennedy. And I think I don't know which one was the most well-known, maybe on the Dan Ryan or probably on the, I think all three of them were, you know, but I think the one on the Dan Ryan was, because I remember that, because I live in the South Side. I remember that distinctly when I rode the L in the early days when we lived in Roseland. And it was kind of cool to see that sign at night, you know, with the kissing lips, you know, pucker up. And that was located on 85th Street. Magicist is it's not in the Chicagoland area. I think it's in Milwaukee, I believe. I'm not sure. I saw that on the internet. I'm not sure. So Magicist had you know, they advertised on TV in the early days of Chicago, but people remember the lips. They would do those red lips. Okay. Another photo I posted, this was very popular, was Klein's Department Store. This was located at 131st Street and Southwestern Avenue in Blue Island. I never went to this store. I've heard of it, but I never did. But it was very popular. It was like Gately's or Gilmore's, like that, independently owned. And a lot of people have fond memories of that store. And I remember the advertisements in the newspapers. They had everything, clothes, maybe toys, anything you needed, you know, that you wanted. And it was right smack dab in downtown Blue Island. From what I heard, I don't know when it closed, probably in the 90s, 2000, I'm not sure. But it was there for a long time. It really was. And people loved that photo of me posting this department store. They really did. Okay, and also I posted another restaurant. This was a menu from Armando's Restaurant. This was located 735 Northwest Street. And it was there for a long time. Served, of course, Italian cuisine. And right now, they toured that restaurant and other buildings on that block. And I think it's now the Peninsula Hotel. I never went to this restaurant, but I remember hearing about it. I think I saw it one day when I was in downtown in the 80s. I remember seeing it. You know, they had a big letter A on it. That was kind of cool. Okay. Okay. This is kind of funny. The other day I posted it's not a phone booth. It's a phone kiosk. I got way ahead of myself. So, but you don't find many of the pay phones anymore. There are a few that are operating, few are not. This one was near my house because I went to Best Buy to buy an accessory to my new MacBook Air. You know, I bought a laptop for the first time. And I get gas from this on this corner at 87th Street and Central. And I always see that phone booth. And you used to be operating a long time ago. Now it's just standing there. It's just collecting dust. The change box has been ripped out, maybe by vandals, maybe by the phone company. I don't know. And some people, I don't know if there are phone booths in the airports, like O'Hare or Midway. I don't know. I think they are. I haven't been to the airport in a while. But they're still available. Some of them are. And I read somewhere in New York, they removed the last one, the last payphone. That was like big news. Maybe there's still some there hidden. We don't know, but they're gone. They really are. You know, because almost everyone has a cell phone now. You know, you don't need a payphone, except my mother. She doesn't believe in that, but she needs to call somebody. She has to borrow, I don't know, somebody's phone or like when she goes to church, she has to go to the office to use it, but that's very rare. So she says she don't want it. Okay, and let's see what else. Ah, the last photo I posted was, this was the Sears department store in Orland Square Mall in Orland Park, Illinois. Orland Park Square Mall opened around, I think, 76, and I remember the Sears store. And it was in two levels. I went to Orland Square Mall last Friday to buy the MacBook Air. I went to the Apple store. And I did see where Sears was located. And it's closed. It's boarded up. And there were plans to build a theater there. That was announced about, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago. But the deal fell through. They weren't going to do it. I don't know why. Because in that area, they need a theater. There's one called Marcus Theater. That's way south on LaGrange Road. I've been there. But I remember the Orland Theater. I think it was called Orland Square Theater, I believe it was called. I remember the first movie I saw was in 1978, Close Encounters of the Third Kind. I went to see it there, and it was beautiful. I remember that. I went with my brothers and some friends, and we went to see it. It was fun. It's a good movie. It still is, you know, with Richard Dreyfuss and I think Terry Garr is in it. So that was fascinating. Okay. So that is all for today for this episode. I talked about vintage metal lunchboxes, my memories, and of you saw lunchboxes of TV shows, movies, pop culture, etc. Also, I did a wrap-up of last week's Van Chicagoland posts on my Facebook page. I will have another episode this weekend. We will see. Also, please follow and subscribe. This will be published later on whatever podcasts are available. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify. Also have a YouTube channel, Van Chicagoland Stories. It will be published later on. You can listen, if you'd like, on your phone, on your tablet, on your laptop, on your desktop, anywhere. And you can also listen to my previous episodes as well. Okay. So this is Pico Science, your host for Van Chicagoland Stories. Everyone have a wonderful day. The weather is gorgeous. So bye-bye for now for me. And here is Ray Rayner with a little traveling music saying bye-bye-bye. So take it away, Ray. Thank you, everyone. So long.
We have to go. Bye-bye-bye.